the Steven Universe podcast. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and we're doing a special behind-the-scenes look at the new Steven Universe episodes. So today we're talking about pool hopping with Shelby Rabara, who voices Peridot, Michaela Dietz, who voices Amethyst, and Dee Dee Magno Hall, the voice of Pearl. Thank you guys for coming back and talking to me.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. So pool hopping. What are you guys' thoughts first, just off the bat?
Pool hopping, I wasn't sure what that meant. How it relates
to... Like the puddles. You're jumping from puddle to puddle, from, like, situation to situation.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, the pool game of pool, and then, like,
yeah, you're jumping from
pool.
One billboard table to the next.
I just was like, I don't know what the relation is, but okay.
I love this app. One of my favorite parts... is seeing Garnet in the big donut shirt.
Yeah,
and I love
she looks pretty sweet.
There's like a Peter Pan collared blouse underneath. Yeah, khakis. I'm like, yes.
Oh, look. Like you've actually never seen. I've never seen Estelle or Garnet in a different outfit. She's always in the same like.
Well, Estelle wears different outfits.
Well, Estelle does. I mean, and Estelle's so
she does change her clothes a lot.
She's Sophie.
She's very stylish.
Garnet.
Yeah.
Shelby, stop trying to start rumors.
She did wear a summery outfit, that beach episode where all wore Hawaiian.
Did she wear a baseball outfit?
Oh, yeah, see, I lied.
Because she was defused and then she refused.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She was fused. She was not fused at that baseball game. That's right. Yes, that was also one of my favorite parts, is watching her or seeing her in this.
And I like how when she's spurring Steven on, when they're like deciding, you know, what action to do next, and she's like, go weirder. And that reminded me actually of our records.
Go weirder.
Because sometimes Ken and Rebecca will be like, oh yeah, let's do a weird take, and we'll do one, and they're like, you could go weirder.
Yeah.
Go weirder. I love that.
Just do a really weird
bump
one.
Bump it up.
A really
weird
one. Yeah. Yes.
Make it out there. Yeah. I think that what you guys were talking about with the pools, Garnet's like future vision is really like, it's represented by like bodies of water a lot of the time, not like bodies of water,
really?
But by like streams, you know. Yeah, well, like when they have like the metaphor, right, they have the streams
of
water all flowing to different sources. Yeah, well, they represent it in this episode as the coffee, but they've done it in different ways in different episodes, just sort of like how time is like kind of like a river or whatever, and it sort of splits off and everything. So I thought that was really fun.
Wow.
I know. Like you guys were talking about with Garnet, seeing her just like being so animated and excited and opening up about future vision, I thought that was really fun too, just in general. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I just I loved hearing her get emotional, you know, just like because we don't, you know, we do record with her sometimes, but they're far and few between because she's so super busy. So whenever we do record with her, they're mostly like, you know, one liner here, two liners there. And this one was like, you know, monologues.
Maybe that's just her, how she feels in like the crystal gem dynamic. Like she's just the gem of few words. Like that's how she leads. But when she breaks out, she feels like she could be, you know, a little more verbose.
Yeah. Estelle too is, you know, I think I've recorded with her once, and it was for a Make-A-Wish situation.
Oh, okay.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of Estelle and her music. So I was kind of fangirling. I'm like, okay, that's Estelle. And I think I went up to her and I was like, hey, Estelle, my name is Shelby. I'm a big fan. And I started like fangirling in front of her. And she's like, you're so cute. I'm like, no, but like, really? I'm a big fan. So anytime...
You don't understand?
Like, I see, you know, I watch her work on the show. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
I know. So awesome.
She has incredible range in this app.
Yes.
You know, she really explores the gamut of emotion.
Mm-hmm. So,
impressive.
Yeah, she really does. Like, it there's a, like you said, there's a wide range. I like that. And I like that she, like we said, opens up to Steven. And for it's like the biggest, you know, one-on-one talk they've had about the way that future vision affects her and sort of the weight that puts on her shoulders. Because, you know, you think about it, it's like, if you have the power to see the future, then, like, I feel like you would feel responsible for everything like all the time, because like if something bad happens and you didn't see it coming, then that's on you. You feel like, you know,
right,
like, oh, you should have seen that coming, you should have fixed it, you know, like nobody else can do it but you.
Yeah, but as we learn from this ep, like even when you can see the future, you don't always know what's coming. And like maybe it's better, instead of planning for what you think is going to happen, maybe it's better to just
be in the moment.
Live.
Yeah. I thought it was really nice when she was so overwhelmed. First of all, just seeing her like surrounded by kittens and like, you know, out in the rain and like having a breakdown. I was like, this is just such a relatable image, you know, like, wow.
Does that happen a lot to you?
All the time. No, I wish, though. I mean, I would love to be surrounded by kittens. But the fact that she needed Steven to be like, yeah, I mean, all these things could happen, but like, why don't we just focus on the thing we want to happen and then we just do that? You know, we just go and make that happen, you know?
He is like, so wise, yeah. That Steven.
He really is.
Wise beyond his years.
I love that boy, too.
I also really like the one-eyed cat.
Is that a coincidence?
Is that a one-eyed? Yeah, is it a coincidence?
It's probably not. Like,
it's on purpose, you guys. Yeah. It's on purpose.
So. I thought so, too. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah. There's something going on there.
Oh,
I think the eye is blue, too.
Yeah.
Is it? So I was like,
Oh, it is blue.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was like, this isn't a, this has got to be. Yeah. They gotta be thinking something here.
I love it. I love it.
And the fact that she named him Cat Steven. I was like,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
So good.
I love how Rain in the show is always some sort of like a fresh turn of a page. Like Rain is like really cleansing in this show.
Yeah.
It has, you know, like, or water. There's always some sort of what's the word?
I'm like catharsis that accompanies it?
Yeah, and also like a brand new feeling, a realization with Rain. You know, when Peridot like feels Rain for the first time. This is like similar kind of to that. I mean, I wish I could hold that many cats, but Dee Dee's also allergic to cats.
I'm highly allergic to cats.
You are?
But not the musical,
I'm allergic
right?
To but not the musical.
No, not the... Well, maybe the musical, too.
No, I kid.
Big musical theater fan.
I love it.
Yes. But yes, I am highly allergic to cats.
What other thoughts did you have? I thought that, okay, one thing that's sort of random, but Vidalia was in this episode.
Yes.
I just love Vidalia a lot. That's all.
Yes. Jackie does such a great
voice.
She's
so good.
She's so good.
Jackie's a
good
producer.
And she's like, oh, it's no big deal. But, you know, it's like, well, no, it is. Yes. Like, it is a big deal.
So much talent.
She does it so well.
Mm-hmm.
So much. But yeah, Vidalia is always a welcome presence. And the way that they're posing and paint me like one of your amethysts.
Yeah.
It's an iconic line that will be remembered. But yeah, this episode was something else. It was great.
Yeah.
I think there's another kind of like teaching moment in this. And that it's that people grow up. Like it probably took a lot for Garnet to acknowledge that Steven's not a child anymore. So that was like kind of, that was a really nice moment that they shared.
Right.
Also in the rain.
I'm not ready for that either.
I'm not ready for that. I'm so sad a little bit.
You guys, everybody's got to grow up.
Yeah. I know.
Except for Benjamin Button. He's got to grow down.
Yeah.
That's got to grow down.
All right, guys. Thank you so much again for coming on and talking to me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
All of the new Steven Universe episodes are available now on the Cartoon Network app. And please subscribe to the Steven Universe podcast now at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and I will see you next Tuesday.